Hello.
Hello, good morning, Miss Barbara. This is Alberto from Family First. How are you?
Who is this?
Alberto from Family First?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling because I noticed that yesterday the caregiver, Miss Lynette, clocked in at 9 a.m. However, the clock out was not registered, and I wanted to confirm with you if she provided services during the 5 hours that were scheduled for yesterday.
Hold on a minute. When did you say that was?
Yesterday, the
Yesterday?
clocking, yeah, the
She
clocking was registered, but the clock out was not registered in the system.
didn't clock out?
No, it was not registered on our end.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell her and she can get in touch with you.
Well,
Oh, now wait a minute. Wait a minute.
if
She's here right now. I'll let you talk to her.
well, if you confirm with me that she provided the services during the hours, during the schedule, I can
Yeah,
put the information in the
she
system.
was defi yeah, she was definitely here.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to add the information manually so Lynette does not have to send a timesheet for yesterday, okay?
Okay, did you want to speak with her then?
I want to
He
speak
wants,
to them.
she wants to.
He's already taken care of it.
What's the problem?
Yeah,
Hello?
hello.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to be necessary to speak with Miss Lynette since Miss Barbara, you already confirmed the visit. It's not necessary. I'm going to put the information manually, okay?
What? No, what happened?
Oh, the clock out was not registered
Every
on
time
our.
I clock out, it goes to red. It'll say you're clocked out, and then it goes to red. And then a couple minutes later, maybe 10, 15 minutes later, it'll go to green. So, what does that mean?
Yeah, it usually takes a few minutes to update the information in the system. So the visit usually stays red for a few minutes and then it becomes green.
Okay, so I'm trying to get into the system right now. And let's see what it says. Because I constantly have problems with this. Okay, so yesterday, it absolutely shows that I clocked in at 9 and clocked out at 2, and they're both in green.
Yeah, I just updated the clock out manually and since Miss Barbara confirmed the visit, so it should appear correctly on your end from 9 to 2.
Yes, now I had, is this Alberto?
Yes.
Okay, I had called you yesterday and left a message because my mother is getting on Tuesday the, Tuesday the 15th. We are going. She's going for a new thing with her eye. She gets a shot in her eye, but now she's going to get a shot in the other eye, and they're going to put her in a experimental study. So Tuesday the 15th, I have to be here by 7 o'clock, and they said it would take at least 6 hours. That's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. So that'd be like 7 hours. So I wanted to know if I could use my some of my Sunday hours for Tuesday the 15th.
Okay, sure. Yeah. The hours of the 20th or
No,
correct.
the 15th. The 15th is a Tuesday. I have to be here at 7.
Yeah,
We
but
are going to the Will's Eye, and we're going to be there till 2 or 3. I wanted to know, could I clock in and then just not use the hours that I have for Sunday?
Yeah, you can do that.
So will you fix that on the time thing?
So it's going to be from 7 until?
Until 3.
Until 3.
Tuesday, July 15th.
Yeah. It's going to be 8 hours that day.
Yes.
And, well, since you usually work on Sunday 2 shifts, right?
Yes. I would just subtract the hours.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Sure, I'm going to edit the information in the system.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right, and I'll text you then so you can look at it visually too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.